The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, after the words of this.
This past summer,
I had the opportunity to run some errands. And as I was running errands, I stopped by my parents' house because there was some mail I had to pick up. And as I'm picking up the mail, my dad greets me at the door with my niece. And he says, "We were going to go on a walk, and then we were going to have lunch, if you'd like to join us." And so I said, "Yes, I will join you. That sounds like I have the time, and it'll be good to catch up with you guys." So I actually ended up taking the dog, and we ran far ahead, because the dog has all this rambunctious energy. And as I slowed down to wait for my mom and dad and my niece, I see my niece is just cracking up. She's about a year old, and she thinks it's just the funniest thing she's ever seen. So, of course, I'm exaggerating my movements and exaggerating, just being completely over the top, because I was getting a cheap laugh. Now, my mom, who is hearing impaired, got very concerned. She was saying, "What's up? Is your niece okay? Is she getting upset?" And Dad and I laughed and said, "No, she's fine. She just thinks it's funny." As I got back to the house and was preparing to leave to finish running my errands, my dad calls me back to the house. And of course, in my friendly demeanor, I scream, "What?" And Dad says, holds up my mail. And so I race out of the car to go get the mail. And as I'm reaching for the mail, my niece leans her head over and gives me this big hug. Vulnerability is something that comes quite easily for those of us that are a little bit younger. My niece has a very welcoming and very easygoing demeanor. But those of us, as we get older and take more responsibility for ourselves, know that being vulnerable is difficult. To let another person see our woundedness, our brokenness, the parts of ourselves that we'd rather not have anyone else see. As adults, we know that's tough. And we know that we don't always make decisions that we should, or we're involved in making difficult decisions, decisions we'd rather not discuss if we don't have to. There's no mistake about the clarity of Jesus and his message in this gospel passage. What God has joined, let no man put asunder, let no man put aside. It's this gospel passage that's frequently pointed to in the Catholic Church for the permanence and complementarity of marriage. But we know, even in our modern culture, divorce still exists. And it's difficult. There's a lot of pain and a lot of woundedness that can go with it. Recently, a professor was talking about divorce in the time of Jesus, and he said that it was that a man could divorce his wife, and if a woman was divorced, she had to go live with either her father, if he was still alive, a brother if she had one, or some family member that was the next male of kin. And he used this example to say, as he was talking about the sacrament of marriage, show that he was putting men and women on the same plane. He was giving men and women dignity, that they're made in the image and likeness of God. As I was thinking about this passage and wondering what I was going to say as a 26-year-old celibate male, how I was going to approach it, I was dwelling on some experiences I've had. And I've been, I will say, blessed to accompany some people that have been on the road to divorce, that have wanted to have a remarriage and have it blessed and recognized by the church. And these people, these my brothers and sisters that have walked this journey, it is a tough journey. It is a journey that they'd much rather not have to go down. But they recognize that Christ, the Christ crucified, is calling them to something more. And the children, the mentioning of Jesus, welcoming the children and blessing them at the end of our gospel, that's not random. Jesus, one, is telling us that we're the children of God and that no matter what we have going on in our lives, no matter what obstacles we've faced, no matter what decisions we've made, we're still his children. And if we're willing to go and sit before him and accept his love, his grace, and his mercy, he can help us to heal. Now we know healing's not easy. But the sacraments that we celebrate, the sacrament that we come tonight, the Eucharist that we celebrate together tonight, is us coming together, and is a sign not only of God's love, but of the fellowship, not only of the fellowship, but most importantly, that God loves each and every one of us, and he's calling us to himself, so that no matter what difficulties we have in our lives, no matter what we're facing, God still is walking that journey with us. And he does entrust people to his, does entrust us, his children, to his care. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you in this evening to reflect on the love of God, to reflect that you are his children, to be still and to be silent, to ask him where you are in need of his grace, and to be open to receiving his grace, his love, and his friendship.